Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship and praise. Are you dead in your trespasses and sin? Or crucified with Christ? Spiritually dead? Or are you alive in Christ by faith in the Son of God? Join us now as we look at Dead or Alive. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for coming to us as we were, spiritually dead, dead in trespasses and our sin, inviting us to accept your gift of salvation to become alive in Christ as your Holy Spirit breathes life into us. Lord, thank you for your patient love and your faithfulness. Lord, as we invest this hour in your presence, please whisper hope into the hearts and minds of those listening today that are living a hopeless life without you, spiritually dead. Help them to see your infinite love and forgiveness, and the salvation that you offer to them through the sacrifice of your Son as a free gift. And Lord, encourage your children today. Build us up in the faith. Remind us of this new life that you have blessed us with by your grace. Help us to rest in your presence and be refreshed today. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
is right, and I need you to fulfill your purpose in my life. I submit to you, my King. Be my everything. I'm coming to you again. Lord, here I am. I give it all.
I stand to offer all I am and give myself completely, Lord, to you.
Take my life, a living sacrifice,
knowing it's the least that I until I reach that place. How little I have given up to you. Lord, break down my will, make my desires your own. Long to give my everything to you.
Take my life,
listening to Call to Worship, as we consider the spiritual fact, dead or alive. Please invite your friends to join us for this program as their call to worship. heard on this station weekly at this same time. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included on that program. Find devotional readings as well, and our statement of faith, and a lot more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That website address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Call to Worship Him. That's at call, followed by the number 2, Worship Him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us today.
Just a word made all the world and all it holds. Has placed within every flower all of his mighty power. Every blossom has a message to unfold.
I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. The power that made all the universe with just a word has come to live in me. Abundantly,
just like a seed to be. A tree.
Just like the stream becomes the sea.
For I believe I'll receive all he has promised me.
For his word is at work within me mightily.
When he's begun, let the sun arise triumphantly. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God in me. I've got the life of God.
I got the life,
I got the life in me,
God in me.
The power that made all the universe with just one
word
has come to live in me.
Abundantly,
just like a seed becomes a tree.
Just like a stream becomes a sea.
For I believe I'll receive all he has promised me.
For his word is at work to live me
mightily. But he's begun.
The life of God in me.
hands, just ordinary hands, are called upon to meet life's extraordinary demands. These lips could speak the truth in love, but all would be in vain unless empowered from above. How could I ever hope to make a difference unless you work a wonder in my
as we continue our call to worship. Think about it. Think about being spiritually dead or alive. We are all wanted by God, dead or alive. Those who are spiritually dead, think about it. Those who are spiritually dead, He loves and is not willing that any should perish. And He wants those who are alive, alive in Christ, since we are His children. By His grace, we are saved from the penalty of sin. We are given the choice, life or death, to live or to die. Those who do not have life in Christ that comes from His Holy Spirit are spiritually dead. We see that defined in Matthew 8, verses 19 through 22. Then one of the teachers of religious law said to Him, "Teacher, I follow You wherever You go. I will." But Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place even to lay His head." Another of His disciples said, "Lord, let me first return home and bury my father." But Jesus told him, "Follow Me now," and catch this, "let the spiritually dead bury their own dead." Romans 6, 9 through 11. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and He will never die again. Death no longer has any power over Him. When He died once to break the power of sin. But now that He lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. John 5:24. "He who hears My word and believes in Him who sent Me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life." John 10. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of My hand. My Father, who has given them to Me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand. I and My Father are one." John 14. "Because I live, you will live also." Galatians 2. "I, through the law, died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Colossians 3. "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." Romans 8. "The Spirit of God, who raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you." John 3. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Colossians 2. "For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with Him you were also raised to new life, because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. You were dead because of your sins, and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for He forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross." 1 Corinthians 15. "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, Even so, in Christ shall all be made alive. Listening friend, if you are a Christian, then God's Spirit has made you to be spiritually alive. You will spend eternity in the presence of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. And on the other hand, if you have not believed on Him and accepted His free gift of salvation, saved from the penalty of sin, which is death, then believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Salvation is the gift of God by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the forgiveness of your sins. This salvation is the possession of those who by faith accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There is no other name among men whereby you can be saved. Accept this new life in Him. Choose life. You will make a choice to be dead or alive.
Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. If you'll take one step toward the Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide. Time after time he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as He reminds us that we are either dead in sin or alive in Christ. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. I'd love to hear from you. Please take just a moment and write us today. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website, www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship, once again, from John 20, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life through his name.